Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
You're getting your second jab tomorrow, Bob.
Yep, I'm going to be part of the club in a couple of weeks, fully vaccinated, fully ready to go. I had my first one, I guess, about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yep.
There was one bit I didn't like about the process.
Yep.
And that was when I rolled up my sleeve and showed off my horrible pasty arms.
I can relate.
They're not very muscular. They're not very tans. I didn't feel great about that.
Okay.
Easy fix, though.
Mm.
You've brought your tanning equipment in with you today, or you've gone and bought some new stuff.
Yeah, well, I needed a new tan anyway, like a new bottle. So I went and bought that. We've got the La Tan Uber Dark for fair skin tones, ash base, which I thought would be very good.
Ash base.
Yep, because the base colour determines how it's going to look on your skin.
Fantastic.
We just spent that whole song tanning your arm.
We've done the first coat. We've only done like the forearm. Oh, not the forearm. The bicep.
Yeah.
So there's a distinct line of where the tan ends and the rest of my arm begins. What strikes me, and I can't stop staring at it, I'm sort of mesmerized. We've become very good friends the past couple of months.
Yeah.
Because it's a professional relationship, we do tend to keep it pretty above board. Like, we don't hug when we see each other. Or we don't touch at all. For us to go from nothing to you, like, gently massaging, almost, you know, tickled a little bit, but very gently, very, you know, affectionately tanning my arm up. It's sort of 0 to 100, but it feels right.
It feels right. It worked. It was great. We were worried, like, literally about 2 minutes ago that it wasn't looking dark enough. It's already starting to develop. It has a beautiful golden glow. Your skin just lapped that up.
You were saying, because I've never tanned before, it just went on beautifully.
It did. It just was so smooth. Like, you didn't even exfoliate or anything beforehand. I have to go through like a 12-step process, and here you are just with a beautiful skin for tanning. It was
so
annoying.
What's the next step?
So we're going to leave this on pretty much for the duration of the show. Then we'll just clean it off later. We'll do it as best we can without the use of a shower here, and you'll be good to go.
We just washed it off during the song. It's feeling good.
It looks really good. I could see like a couple of spots where I'm like, because we obviously don't have a shower here, so it was literally just using like a flannel to wipe it off. A few spots that are a little patchy, but they'll be okay.
What I'd say is, yeah, from where I'm sitting, just staring straight down at my arm, it is a little inconsistent. But when we looked at it in the mirror from a bit further back, it looks good. There's enough contrast as well, right arm to left arm. You can see the work that the tan has done.
But it will only get better. So the like rule of tanning generally is that second day is always better. Like, if I'm going out on a Saturday night, I would tan on a Friday because it'll look better by Saturday.
That's why we did it today. What do you reckon? They're going to take me seriously when I go in for the jab?
Well, it's not looking ridiculously dark at the moment, but it will develop more like today and overnight. So they will probably notice the difference straight away.
I just don't want them to laugh at me, Brooke.
They won't laugh at you. They're going to love it.